But life is hard on a man. Finish that.
That doesn't have a job or something to do to occupy his mind.
Okay. And the opposite of rich is?
Poor.
Okay. And if you have a lot of peach trees, you have a?
Orchard.
Okay. And someone asks you, if there's an orchard, and someone asks you, is this your orchard? And you might point to someone and say, no, I'm just a neighbor. And point to some man and say, he's the man, and finish that.
That owns the orchard.
Okay. And you say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a boy. Finish that.
A boy that was a rich man, or he was a rich man's son, or...
Okay. And the inside part of a cherry, the part that you don't eat.
Inside part of a what?
Cherry.
Oh, that's the seed.
Okay, what about a peach?
Peach has seed.
Okay, and the kind of peach that comes off the seed real easy?
That's a freestone.
Okay, and the kind that's real tight against the...
That's a clingstone.
Okay. Okay, and what do you call the part of the apple that you throw away?
At your core.
Okay, and do you ever cut up pieces of apple and dry them?
Yes.
What do you call that?
That's drying your apples, and you put them out in the sun, you know, in layers, and then sometimes up through the day, sometimes two or three times, you'll go out and turn them over, you know.
Yeah.
And it dries them on all sides.
Did you ever hear the word snits talking about dried apples?
What's the word?
Snits.
Nits?
No, S-N-I-T-S.
Oh, snits.
Yeah.
No, I never heard that.
Okay, this is a kind of nut that you pull up out of the ground.
A nut?
Uh-huh, a nut. And you roast it, maybe.
Not a sweet potato.
No, a kind of nut.
Nut. I don't know. I don't believe I know what that is.
Oh, it's real common. I know you know. But,
It grows in the underground, too?
Yeah. See, and then it's sort of a blonde, maybe, colored shell on the outside. And you maybe put it in the oven and roast it. And then...
No, you're not thinking of chestnut. Because they grow in the burr, you know. Mm-hmm. I know it. I don't believe I'm...
It's so...
You don't know what family it belongs to, huh?
Well, just start naming some kinds of nuts.
Well, no potato would be a nut.
Now say if you went to the store and bought a can of mixed nuts, what might be in it?
Now that wouldn't be a cashew.
No, just keep going though. Think of the very cheapest kind of nut that you can buy.
It's not a hickory nut, that grows on a tree. Well, I declare you got me standing there. I don't believe I know of them.
Okay, I'm thinking of peanuts.
Oh, of course. that is common, isn't it? I mean, it's the cheapest nut you can buy.
Yeah.
But does that grow? Yes, it does. It grows on the root.
That's through you. You weren't thinking in terms of that.
Well, I'm thinking of that.
Okay, what? Oh, what do you call those now?
Cashew.
No. What are we talking about?
Peanuts.
Are there any other names you've ever heard?
Goobers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you hear that around here?
No, I don't believe I did. I believe I learned that in South Georgia.
Okay.